There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenback tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. This hour, we're going to talk about improving your sleep. Improving your sleep. Seriously. We're going to tell you how to do it. We're going to tell you why it's tough to sleep. We're going to tell you why so many people have sleep disorders. And we believe we can fix a bunch of them. With us today, Katie Singer. She's the author of An Electronic Silent Spring. Welcome, Katie Singer.
I'm glad to be here. I am.
Uh-huh. I'm so glad you're glad to be here. And Larry Gust. Larry Gust is a new USAprepares.com instructor. He's an electrical engineer. And he's been studying biology and building environments. As a matter of fact, he's a certified building biology environmental consultant. What does that mean? So let's say you have a mold problem. Let's say you have electromagnetic radiation problem. He's been studying it and helping people for 23 years. Your newest instructor, Larry Gust, electrical engineer, GustEnviro.com, G-U-S-T, G-U-S-T-E-N-V-I-R-O.com, GustEnviro.com. Welcome, Larry. Yeah. Did we lose Larry?
Nope, I'm here.
Oh, great. Great. Okay, so, Larry, I just introduced you, and you've been studying building biology environments for 23 years. You've been helping people. So we're going to be talking about sleep. So, Katie, we've called this, and Larry, we've called this how to improve your sleep because people have sleeping problems. And I'm concerned about electromagnetic radiation in the home. And, of course, you know, class, that I've dumped my cell phone. I don't want my head we'll call it microwaved by the cell phone. I've replaced or I bought a 1970s model gas stove because I don't want Mrs. Fennelli subjected to any more electromagnetic radiation than she needs to be. I mean, we want to eliminate that. And I'm looking to reduce electromagnetic radiation exposure everywhere we can. As a matter of fact, the next thing I'm looking at is replacing the part of the heating system that has a circulator motor with baseboard radiators, because there's no electric energy involved in circulating the air around them. I want just everywhere we can to reduce the electromagnetic radiation. So, Katie, where would you want to start if you were reducing electromagnetic radiation in the home?
In the bedroom, because we're talking about sleep today. I want to start with a story that I heard about from a pediatrician in the Bay Area. And because she's a pediatrician, she's got an increasing number of children in her care who have autism or ADHD. And she developed a protocol, and it's free. And here's the whole recipe. You turn your Wi-Fi off at night for at least 12 hours. You don't let the child within 8 feet of any kind of mobile device, like no cordless telephone, no cell phone. And then you turn electricity off at the breaker box to the child's bedroom while the child is sleeping. And those three things. no Wi-Fi for 12 hours at night, no cordless or wireless exposure to the child, and cut the electricity to the bedroom while sleeping from the breaker box. And she had a family on a military base, and so she figured the background radiation was going to be so strong that the protocol wouldn't make a difference. This child had never uttered a word, and he was 10 years old. He was really aggressive. He screamed every night from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. You can imagine people were not sleeping. And within 3 days, all they did was turn off their Wi-Fi. And within 3 days, this boy spoke a complete sentence. The family was really motivated, and so they kept reducing their exposure. And the doctor put the boy on a therapeutic-grade fish oil, and within 3 weeks, he slept through the night, and so did the whole family. That protocol is in my report called Calming Behavior in Children with Autism and ADHD on my website, electronicsilentspring.com, and I love that story. Because you don't need autism to try it. You just need motivation to say, okay, I want to see if my sleep's going to improve. We're not saying that EMR exposure causes autism, but we are saying that it's worth experimenting, and it doesn't cost you anything to turn off your Wi-Fi at night and see if your sleep or other parts of your health improve.
Well, that's not a story that's not paired elsewhere. I had a client a couple of years ago with an autistic boy, which had the similar result, turning off the Wi-Fi and turning off the electric fields in the bedroom by turning off the breakers, as you mentioned, Katie. So the interesting thing with that boy is he had very high heavy metals, which I guess is something that's common with autistic children. And he was unable to get rid of those. They had tried all kinds of, the doctors had tried all kinds of protocols for him to help him dump the heavy metals, and it didn't work. And the minute the changes were made to reduce the electromagnetic radiation, he began dumping out of these heavy metals from his body. And strangely enough, his sister, who was an autistic, had the same thing happen.
Yeah. Hey, Larry, can you speak up just a little bit, please?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a little bit weak.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's better.
Okay. All right, good. So the sister was an autistic, but she also had heavy metal poisoning and wasn't able to dump until the electromagnetic fields were reduced. So it really has profound effects on people, particularly autistic children.
Do you know what they did besides eliminate their Wi-Fi at night?
Wi-Fi, turn off the electric fields in the bedrooms, and fix a problem with the wiring which caused high magnetic field in the child's bedroom. So those were the three things.
I have a question. Larry, can you tell us the difference between electric fields and magnetic fields?
You said
one time that people are familiar with magnetic fields, but not so much with electric fields, and I'm on the page of needing to learn that.
Yes. Well, all the research has been done around magnetic fields for probably 30, 40 years, and I don't know why that is, but that's the way it turned out. When you have current flow in a wire, you have a magnetic field that's around the wire. When you have one of those little black boxes that you use to charge, like your cell phone or another piece of electronic equipment, you have a magnetic field that surrounds that that's pretty intense. So those are magnetic fields. They come from current flowing in devices to power them. The second, energy you talked about, Katie, was electric fields. And electric fields, let me just back up for a second on the magnetic field. People can visualize magnetic fields as concentric rings that surround a wire, and they move as the rings move up from the wire. The field gets weaker and weaker and weaker. For an electric field, that exists because the wiring in a house is like energized to 120 volts. So if you stick your finger in an outlet, if you could, and you touch the hot wire, you would get a shock. Your muscles would twitch and you'd jerk away. That voltage also generates this thing called an electric field, which is an energy that goes out into space, and you could visualize that as hairs coming off of the wires in your house, and going out into space. And so that's an issue because when those little hairs hit you, they generate a voltage on your body, which is a reflection of the 120-volt alternating voltage on our power lines, and it's something that we've never had in our bodies before. And as
until
you
may, we laid out the electric grid, you're saying?
That's right, until we energize houses. And this is what's all over your body at night when you sleep. You mentioned the bedroom. And we don't want those in our body because they're stressful, and the body can't go about its business of healing itself and repairing itself when it's subjected to these electric fields. And that's why the circuit breaker gets turned off. And when you turn the circuit breaker off for all the outlets around the room, and any outlets that might be on the other side of the wall or below the floor or above, depending on where the bedroom is, then you reduce electric fields, and that allows for much better sleep quality, Katie.
Larry, let's help our class with determining when they switch off the correct breaker. So many rooms in houses have circuits. Let's say there's bedroom number one and bedroom number two and bedroom number three. Bedroom number one and two may have a common wall, and the circuit that supplies bedroom number one from the breaker panel, the circuit may be the same for bedroom number one and bedroom number two, depending on how the house is wired or the building's wired. Can you help us determine how we can figure out which circuit breakers are actually turning off the electricity at night in bedroom number one, for example, and the lighting for bedroom number one?
Sure, it's a two-person job. And when you mention lighting and outlets, I mean, this depends on how electricians wired the houses. In more modern houses, the outlets are on different circuits than the lights are. And the things that are closest to the bed are the circuits we want to be concerned with. So I would plug a lamp, or, well, if you wanted to plug a radio into the outlet that's around the bed there, and then you go down to the circuit breaker panel and you listen to see if the radio is playing, and then when you get to the correct breaker, the radio goes off, and you know it. And you go back up to the room with that breaker still off, and you plug in the radio into the other outlets that are around the bed. Let's say within five, six feet of the bed, and you make sure those are all off. And then if there's a room on the other side of the wall that's close to the bed, then you go into that room and you plug into the breakers on that room. And if they're not off, you go back and you go through the process again until you have those off.
Yeah, and one of the reasons for doing all this, class, is, you know, you may shut off all the outlets, you know, in one room, bedroom number one, but bedroom number two may have the outlets sharing the same common wall, and they may be energized, so you want to find that out. We'll be right back.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about sleeping better. Larry Gust is with us. He's an electrical engineer. And his website, GustEnviro.com. GustEnviro.com. Katie Singer's with us. An electronic silent spring. And you can order her book on Amazon. She has many books. Amazon.com. This weekend, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be at the RK Prepper Show, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Saturday and Sunday. It's not our expo, it's the RK Prepper Show, and they've invited me to be a keynote speaker. So I'll be speaking on two topics. Saturday, I'll be telling you how you can do what I do. You can take the same tax deductions that the rich take. I'll teach you how you can buy preparedness items, start your own business, and live better by paying them less. That'd be the other team. We want to pay them less. That's the plan. And on Sunday, I'm going to be teaching about the big lies, huge lies. Huge lies that many of you believe, probably half the people on the planet believe. I'm going to teach you why they're lies and how the other team is fostering and perpetuating these lies to keep you confused. And because of that, through extension, we'll teach you some other lies that are causing you to be sick, unhealthy, and what to do about it. So, two seminars and other USAPrepares.com instructors will be there. You'll see Judy Dollarhide. She'll have ProPure Water Filtration Systems, our inventory, USA Prepares inventory, at the lowest price in the country. Absolutely. No question about it. Filters and filtration systems at the lowest price in the country. And other instructors will be there. Storman Norman Cantwell. He'll be teaching you how to defend yourself and do the unthinkable if you have to. Craig Douglas will be there. John Moore will be there. And you'll meet many other USAPrepares.com instructors there. Saturday and Sunday, Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com. So we've been talking about shutting off the power in the bedroom for the time that we're sleeping. Why? Because one third of our lives is probably spent in the bedroom. Larry Gust, would you like to share some more about that?
Well, sure, Vincent. One of the things that just pops into my mind about the bedroom is the tendency for people to have beds that tilt up, tilt down, or vibrate, or have air in them, because people have such difficulty sleeping. And the interesting thing about many of these beds is that if they're plugged in and the circuits are turned on, they have powerful magnetic and electric fields that they're making all of them by themselves, which puts you in an even worse situation than if you were in a regular bed. So a word of caution about those. And, of course, if you turn off the power, as we talked about in the previous segment, at night, then those things will be off and they will not be irradiating you like they are now.
Let me clarify that the magnetic fields and the electric fields that Larry Gust and Vincent are talking about are not found in nature. They're at amplitudes and frequencies that are not found in nature. And that disturbs our cellular lives, our own biology. That's why we want them shut off while we sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good.
Let's bring up a very simple, common device that many people had. They were really popular in the 60s. You could have this blanket that would keep you warm. As a matter of fact, you could power this thing up. You could set it to number 4 or 5 or 6, 7, 8 or 9, and it would increase the amount of heat that it would provide. It was called an electric blanket. Larry, what do you think about sleeping under an electric blanket, 60-cycle AC?
Well, that's you hit it, Vincent. That and we could throw waterbed heaters in with that as well. They produce high magnetic fields, and they're very close to you, right on top of your body. So these things are so well linked and so high that I shudder to think that when I was a child, I slept under with an electric blanket in Wisconsin for many years. Fortunately, I got away with that because I was young. And also, the electric fields can be quite high from these blankets. When I say quite high, you could find, let's say, 20 volts on your body, 20 volts AC, which never was there before we electrified the country back in the 1900s, as well as magnetic fields that approach 20 milligauss, when in fact the normal background level of magnetic fields is 0.2. So that's, 10 times higher.
I want to name a few other things to eliminate from the bedroom when we come back.
Good. And here goes some sponsors. Throwing overboard some sponsors. More sponsors. Katie Singer, Larry Gust, Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
All loans subject to OneDeck score approval. Must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about sleeping better, and the electromagnetic radiation all around us is a serious problem. There's no question about it. Microwave ovens in our kitchens, the compressor motors in our refrigerators and freezers, the electronic telephones, the wireless telephones, the cell phones, the clocks that you see on your appliances, your microwave ovens, the even the bread makers with these digital electronic clocks all have electromagnetic radiation and electronic radiation. So we need to minimize that. So Larry, as an electrical engineer, if you have an outlet, let's say there's an outlet in a room And let's make it really simple. One outlet in a room. Let's say it's a bedroom. And that outlet is connected directly to the breaker box. So there's no other outlets connected to this particular circuit from the breaker box. So circuit breaker number 5 goes to the bedroom, and we switch off that circuit number 5. Now we know that we've eliminated the electromagnetic radiation and from that particular circuit. Now here's the question. If there is no device consuming power or current on that outlet, that one outlet in that bedroom, is there any electromagnetic radiation from that circuit?
When it's still on, Vincent?
Yes, it's energized as if, so if you want to plug a device into it, a lamp, you can plug it in, throw the switch, and that lamp will light up. So the circuit is energized. There's only one outlet in that room. It goes all the way back to the breaker panel, breaker number 5.
Yeah, so I understand. So, no, there will be no magnetic fields because there's no current flow, but there will be electric fields because the current is ready to flow because it's being pushed by that voltage I spoke about a segment ago, and that voltage creates those hairs coming off the wires, those electric fields, and the electric fields are still there whether you're using the outlet or not. That's why you have to turn the breaker off.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, Larry, if you were wiring a house or a cabin today, you know, many of us want to get out of Dodge. Many of us want to buy a farm and build a farmhouse. So would you then suggest that if we're going to do something like that, we would have switches set up so that we could turn switches on or off that would send, you know, so we can conveniently shut off the power to some of the rooms where we're sleeping?
That's an excellent idea. We call that a kill switch in the business, and you should have it in a convenient place. So you maybe if you're sleepy in bed, you can reach up and turn it off, and then you would have all the outlets around the room turned off. There's some technical considerations, Vincent, about that because you want to make sure that the wire going to the switch, which is going to remain live, isn't going to be creating electric fields which are hitting you in the bed. So you have to be kind of smart about where you locate it. Turning it off.
Yeah, very, very good point. Larry,
Vincent, I got a few other things to say here. Number one, a lot of people have refrigerators on the other side of their bedroom wall, so they would also want, Larry calls it a kill switch. I've been known to call them demand switches, where you can also shut the breaker shut the electricity off from the breaker box with a demand switch to the refrigerator that might be on the other side of your bedroom. And a few other things I was going to name that people commonly have in the bedroom that are not good. One is cheap electric alarm clocks. They can emit magnetic fields to your head that would not be good. Also, you don't want to be charging anything in your bedroom while you sleep. That would be also not good. A lot of people have routers in their bedrooms near their head. I've seen this near teenagers' beds, and you got to get that out of there. Baby monitors are also very dangerous for babies. And, of course, if any woman is pregnant, we don't want her exposed to any of this stuff. So get your bedroom environment as clean as possible. And I actually have a question for Larry. What if you live in an apartment complex?
Well, Katie, before you, I'll go to that in a second.
Yeah, okay.
You hit on something a minute ago. Having a router or a baby monitor in an area where there's a human being produces the fields from those things. This is the radio frequency fields that they're emitting, are so strong. I mean, I can't emphasize how these are just huge. It's just so far up the health effects chart that it makes me shudder. I mean,
that would include decked cordless telephone.
That's right, decked cordless phones, wireless baby monitors, wireless internet connections, or Wi-Fi, as they call their wireless routers, as they're also called.
It's kind of like having your own private cell tower in your bedroom.
Exactly. Exactly. So, as regards to living in an apartment building, this is definitely problematic because it's difficult to control what your neighbors are doing, and you could have four of them, either side of you and above and below you. And the energies we're speaking about, these RF energies that Katie was just mentioning from those devices, they go right through walls because that's what they need to do because people want to be using devices, you know, all over the apartment, and they could probably even use them outside in the front lawn because it goes right through the wall. I don't know what to tell you, Katie. Educating your neighbors and getting them to cooperate with you might be one potential way of doing it. I think Vincent mentioned one time about asking them to move their device away from the wall that's next to your apartment and toward the other side of their apartment. And, of course, if you really are sensitized, there are shielding materials you can get that you could apply to the walls on either side of you, the ceiling above you. The floor is more difficult because it's typically carpeted, and you have to put something underneath it. So, but that, you know, it could be done.
And I want to say that shielding needs somebody like you to help with that because you can intensify your exposure by shielding and not knowing that there's a source of radiation coming from some area you didn't know about. You
exactly.
need a lot of meters with you to test that you're doing shielding correctly.
Exactly. So, you know, the apartment situation is addressable, but it's a more difficult situation, especially if you're thinking about spending money on a piece of property you don't own to make it better. That's a challenge.
I just found a post on the internet during the commercial break, and it says that guests can turn off Wi-Fi at this luxury hotel in Germany. Now, the article is really lacking in terms of specifics of what they've done, but it says there's a kill switch. So the guest can hit the kill switch to block Wi-Fi within the walls. However, they also have what they're calling a special coating on the hotel room walls that claims to block 96% of this electromagnetic radiation. And they allude to the fact that they've used copper. Now, many years ago when I built this house, a farmhouse, 10 years ago, I bought some copper dust on eBay. It's the consistency of flour, and I mixed it with the primer. I know where all the wires are in this house because I wired the house with our son. So we designed it, and we standardized the height of the wiring and where the switches are and all that. And I painted the walls with copper dust. And, you know, I believe that I've reflected inward into the walls on both sides of the studs. So we have sheetrock we have studded walls with sheetrock on both sides of the studs. And I've painted the copper wall, the walls with this copper dust mixed with the primer. Now I believe that has an effect, and I've measured it, and it's true. It works. But, well, let's get your reaction to that, Larry.
Well, metal reflects radio frequency fields, and so yes, it will be just fine. Also, there are commercial products available now. They have nickel in them, some have copper in them, and there are other products available that have crystalline carbon in them. And once you put them on the wall, they will reflect RF, and as Katie mentioned, it'll do it both ways. It reflects, keeps it out, but if you've got something in that room, it keeps the RF from getting out, and it reflects it back into the room, making the situation in the room slightly worse than it would have been without the paint.
Yeah, that means if you've got Wi-Fi in the room or if you're using a cell phone in the room, you're in a metal box and all that radiation is going to bounce around along the metal wall.
The other thing to note is that with your cell phone, when you have a very weak incoming signal, the output of the cell phone, the amount of power it's putting out goes up in order to reach that tower. So when you use your cell phone in a location that's got poor reception, it's going to be putting out maximum power, and your exposure is even higher under those conditions.
Larry, I have a tri-field meter, and I measured electromagnetic radiation, you know, in the walls, as we were just discussing a moment ago. And what I found out is as I put in about five sub-panels, because I wanted to minimize the voltage loss in our farmhouse. So I have these sub-panels that run a heavy cable that's a shielded cable, believe it or not, to the to the main breaker panel. What I found out was that even though I used metal connectors for the cable, for the Romex cable, I found out that the electromagnetic radiation around these entire metal breaker panel boxes is an enormous amount of electromagnetic radiation, you know, within a few feet of that.
Yeah,
and I believe that's
that's magnetic field radiation.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Electromagnetic radiation. And I believe that's because the wires were separated, you know, the black wire from the white wire from the copper ground. When we separate them, we seem to have more electromagnetic radiation than when those wires are parallel. Is that correct?
That's right. And that's exactly why the power panels have such high fields. And there are, you know, when we're advising people how to construct houses, we buy power panels that are configured on the inside so we can keep all these wires together as long as possible before they separate to go to their breaker. And that reduces the field box.
Right. Now, as a retrofit, can we talk about that as a retrofit, maybe twist the wires together?
Exactly.
That we have.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Larry Gus is with us. Katie Singer. I'm Vin Finelli.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you're going to be in Springfield, Missouri for the RK Prepper Show, that's Saturday and Sunday, and you happen to stick around on Monday, please consider joining us at the meetup. Meet up at Jimmy's Egg, Monday, 4:45 to about 8 p.m. This Monday, I'm going to be on stage, and I'll be talking about how to recharge your automobile air conditioning system. I'm going to demonstrate how to do it right in the parking lot. So I'll be able to answer your questions, and we'll have those of you who have done it, we'll talk about how to do it. We'll show you how to do it. And there's a great way that you can use propane and butane, if you want, instead of the typical refrigerants. So you can get cooler air conditioning, lower cost, bigger molecules, less leakage. Works great. I'm going to show you how to do that Monday at Jimmy's Egg. And if you're in town and for Saturday and Sunday and you want to have a great meal, Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield, our hangout. It's our meetup hangout every Monday. So they're serving breakfast through the weekend, as usual. Larry Gus is with us, electrical engineer, and Katie Singer. We're talking about electromagnetic radiation, electronic radiation. And we're talking about problems. And so can we twist the wires? Can we open the breaker panel and twist those wires, the blacks and the whites, from the same pair and reduce the electromagnetic radiation that comes from our breaker panel, Larry?
Yes, we can do that, Vincent. And I'd also like to mention that the incoming power supply wires, you know, the big fat ones, typically the electricians take those and they bring them in the panel and they divide them up. One goes down one side, one goes down the other side, and that, of course, it's going to create big fields because you have big current flows on that fat wire bringing the power into that box. So if there's a way to get those back together, it will help.
I have a question. Larry, I'm thinking of Carl Riley's book, Tracing
EM Fields.
EM Electromagnetic Fields in Building and Wiring Errors and Grounding.
Yeah.
And also, doesn't he have a video that shows how to correct wiring?
He does. It's a video that was produced by California Edison, I believe. And it's couched in terms of office buildings where they have conduits and so forth. But the principles apply to the home as well, where we have Romex type wiring, or it's also called plastic jacketed wiring. So yes,
could you send Vincent a link to that video so that Vincent could post it on USAPrepares.com?
You know, I don't have a link to it. It's quite old, and I think it may have been like before the time. I mean, I have the video tape, or the DVD itself, which I could send Vincent, and maybe you could do something with that, could you, Vincent?
Sure. I'm sure I'd be glad to, and okay, I'll return it to you.
Good. We'll get your shipping information after the show, and I'll send it your way.
Okay. And Larry, here's a question. You know, a lot of us can't change our circumstances. We have apartments, we have houses that we bought, and it's sometimes difficult to move. Well, what about those round transformers that are on the power poles or the telephone poles? You look outside, and heck, they're 80 feet from a bedroom window. What do you do?
Well, 80 feet, good. Let's talk about that. That transformer, that can, is we call that a point source because the magnetic fields are very concentrated and they're at one point. We have the same situation with the refrigerator motor, with the motor in your furnace, with the motor in your freezer, with the motor in your air conditioner. And that point source magnetic field decreases very rapidly. For instance, if you're 10 feet away from it, it's going to be 1,000, the magnetic field is going to be reduced by 1,000 times. That's 10 times 10 times 10. So these drop off very rapidly. And it's easy to get protection from a point source magnetic field. And your 80-foot, you know, distance is very protective. You're not going to be bothered by that that transformer at that pace, at that place. I mean, that's a huge number. 512,000 times less at 80 feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we need to do this again and again. There's, you know, more details that we can bring to the classroom on how to reduce the electromagnetic radiation and the fields that come off your wires in your homes, at work. And I'm concerned about it. I'm doing everything I can to minimize it. So I want to thank your instructors, Larry Gust, GustEnviro.com, Gust, G-U-S-T, Enviro.com, and Katie Singer, Electronic Silent Spray. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.